to that. So they're looking for the glory for Souza, for Jeffress, and maybe for Scooter Jeanette, who they're also looking at to come in and recapture their health and recapture some of the quality of their play that made them all-star quality players.
And maybe I'm wrong, but I think that by throwing the net out and you bring in three, one of them might be edible, right? I mean, you figure one guy might work
You
out.
hungry?
I'm
You're
just
right.
using a fishing analogy.
I mean, he's into the fishing mode. Let him go. Let him go, David.
Little butter, a
I
little,
know.
You know,
Okay.
nothing like having a little shore lunch.
I want some lunch now.
Yeah, but after 3 days, that doesn't, well, never mind. But anyway, regardless of all that, these are guys that had top quality seasons that were evolving. In the case of Jeanette, who they've tried out over this last week, he evolved into a home run hitter before he got hurt last year and was totally ineffective, traded eventually from the Reds to the Giants and released. So these are guys that
catch and
are
release.
There you go. We're back to it.
Bruce, cast your net over the other side of the boat.
Very nice. But in Jeanette's case, here's a guy that hit 57 home runs in 2 years, in 17 and 18, and had really, used the launch angle to really change his career around from being a Punch and Judy hitter and a feisty little second baseman into a guy that had really good power and people had to take seriously. So Souza, again, a similar situation before he tore up his knee and had an ineffective year and then missed the entire 2019 season. So these are guys that they have to look at, and with their payroll restraints at this point in time, this is the way they have to go.
Bruce, I know I should not have been surprised, and I really wasn't, but I think that when you saw what Nick Castellanos signed for with the Cincinnati Reds, 4 years, $64 million with a 1 year opt out, you start to look at what the Cubs are unable to do, and maybe it becomes more frustrating because this is a guy that wanted to be a Chicago Cub. Certainly, they're going to miss his bat in the lineup. He was as productive as any hitter they had in the last 2 months of the season, and now he's with the team that is the most improved team in your division. That's a gut punch.
It is, and I agree with you. Just the energy alone that he brought with the quality of bats that he had was really something eye-opening to everybody around. The fact that this was a high-energy guy that came from nowhere in Detroit with a nowhere team and just became one of the best players in the National League for the last 2 months of the season. So that and the character that he brought with it, screamed Chicago Cubs sign him to a long-term deal. But that is not the situation. That's not the case with their outfield. I think, guys, that you're looking at an outfield of the Chicago Cubs right now, that if nothing changes, you're going to see a tremendous platoon system going on with the Chicago Cubs that will include Chris Bryant in it all year long. I mean, you're talking about five guys probably platooning all year long, and Jason Hayward possibly not being a starting right fielder every day any longer, but more in a platoon mode.
Wow, that's fascinating because of the contract, right? And I think everybody talks about him in relation to that.
Right. I mean, again, he had 20 home runs last year, but the production, came back to where it normally is, which isn't, an 800 plus OPS player, and still an outstanding right fielder, an average to below average center fielder, and he went there just to be a good team player, didn't necessarily want to play the position, but gave it what he had. You're going to have to see a lot of platooning going on there with the guys that they have, unless, a big trade is made at the end and Bryant's a part of it, or Bryant's a part of the mix in the outfield all year long. And with the signing of a couple of these infielders, you all of a sudden have Bryant more of an outfielder than a third baseman.
Bruce, when you look at the signing of Jeffress, do you think that in the back of the Cubs' minds, he provides protection against Kimbrel if